Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. I'm your host. And each week we have a different guest, and we meet some people who've got something interesting to share, whether it be about music, food, entertainment, pop culture, in the Jersey Shore and far beyond. So this week, my guest is a very good friend of mine, in addition to being a guest. Her name is Therese Rolke, and Therese is a woman who definitely knows a thing or two about kindness. She's a group leader and a kindness ambassador for Life Fest Inside, which is an organization devoted to promoting worldwide kindness. And Therese is going to talk a lot more about that during the show. And one of the very cool things that recently occurred in Red Bank, New Jersey, was the annual Dance for Kindness. And Therese was the one who really spearheaded that whole effort in Red Bank, and we're going to talk all about the organization Life Fest Inside and very specifically about the fantastic event that occurred in Red Bank. So, Therese, thank you for being with me.
Hi, Andrea. I love being on your show. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you know, it's always my pleasure to talk to you. Here we are like two good friends just having a conversation.
That's
which is
right.
What we're doing, actually. Yeah, yeah.
This is true.
So the very first thing is I want to say to you, congratulations for a really beautiful event that you headed up this past weekend on Sunday in Red Bank. I saw lots of photos and read lots of wonderful reviews on Facebook. I'm very disappointed that this year I was unable to be there, but of course, why I wasn't there, we won't get into that. But anyway, so congratulations. And first of all, let's talk a little bit about Life Fest Inside. You're a group leader and you're a kindness ambassador. And, well, what does all that mean?
Okay, well, Life Fest Inside is an incredible organization. And what they do is they actually equip people worldwide with the necessary tools to recognize their own potential, to become a catalyst for positive change in the world. I love that
mm-hmm.
phrase. I really do. It's
yeah.
very powerful.
It's a great phrase.
And empowering, very empowering.
Mm-hmm.
So actually what we do is we transform inspiration into action, which is so important because everybody could be inspired, but the whole point is we need to move forward and make a difference and take action.
We do that through inspirational
media, technology, education, and I love this, on the ground, social engagement. Isn't
mm-hmm.
that great?
Mm-hmm. That's a really very powerful and pretty awe-inspiring phrase right there. Now,
mm-hmm.
I do want to remind our listeners that the founder and the chief executive officer of Life Fest Inside, her name is Orly Waba, and she was a guest on Jersey Coastal Live, I think it was this past January, but there is a link right in my promo, and there will also be a link on my blog after the show if you want to hear a little bit more about Life Fest Inside through the eyes of the founder. But today, of course, we're hearing about it through the eyes of Therese, who is a group leader and kindness ambassador.
Yep.
Okay. So can you give us a little bit specifically some of the things that you've been involved in, other than
Dance for Kindness? Yeah. Actually,
okay. mm-hmm.
As far as being a kindness ambassador, anybody can be a kindness ambassador, and I highly recommend that people check it out. They can go to the website, lifefestinside.com, and look up
mm-hmm.
How to get involved. There's an icon at the top of the page that says Get Involved, and there's a choice. You could take action. We have these act of kindness cards you can purchase and hand out to people. I'll talk more about that. But you also have the Kindness Ambassadors. We're a worldwide group. There are 6,000 of us Kindness Ambassadors through Life Fest Inside and 1,200 of us on a private Facebook page where we communicate on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And what a kindness ambassador is exactly what it sounds like. It's basically you are given, Life Fest Inside mails out a kindness task of the week to all of us on a Monday. And it's all voluntary, nothing is mandatory, but the whole idea is that as kindness ambassadors, we go out into the world and we try to implement the task. And we incorporate it into our everyday lives so that we're more aware of our you know, spreading the kindness and sharing the kindness and hopefully starting ripple effects of kindness that affect so many people going forward. And
so, Therese,
I have to say,
give me an example of a kindness task that they would ask you to implement.
Okay. So an example would be, it could be take a sticky pad and write inspirational message and leave them on mirrors in bathrooms or in on mailboxes or, you know, just notes people can find. And you know, we also want to put the lifevestinside.com website so they know where to go to find out more information. So we're promoting Life Vest Inside along the way. Because we want to get more people to the drive more people to the website so they could see exactly what we're doing to help bring more kindness to the world.
Which I think the world is running kind of short on these days. So kindness would be a good thing for many people.
Yes.
So Therese,
can I just tell you one more thing?
Oh, please.
Yeah, I want to just let people know the Kindness Ambassador Facebook page, it is a true cross-section of people from around the world. And we are there to support each other, to inspire each other, to cheer each other on, to lift each other up. It doesn't matter what your background is, what your religion is, whatever, it doesn't matter where you're coming from. See, our goal on that page is to focus on kindness and humanity, which changes everything. It's much, much different than the outside world. And we want to get more people involved with that so we can, you know, create this change, you know.
How many countries participate in this initiative?
In the Kindness Ambassadors?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you that because there's 1,200 people on the page, 6,000 people that get the emails. I couldn't tell you. You know what? I got to tell you that one of the kindness ambassadors took on the responsibility of mapping locations that where we are. So if you become a kindness ambassador, you could check out the map and see all the cities and all the countries where there is a kindness ambassador, and it's quite a full map, I must say.
Well, I know. Oh, actually, on my promo, that your group in Red Bank was one of 100 locations spanning 50 countries. So, okay, there we just answered our own question. So, from about
as far as the Dance for Kindness, yes.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, as far as Dance for Kindness, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it could it could be even more extensive. So, Therese, so what draws you to Life Vest Inside? What was the draw for you to participate?
Well, I became a member of the Monmouth County Chamber of Commerce back in, I think it was March of 2013, and I went to a Women in Business luncheon that we do every quarter, and guess who the guest speaker was in April of 2013? Miss Orly Wauber herself. So I joined the chamber.
Uh-huh.
The next month, Orly's a speaker. And I've listened to speakers before, you know, if I go to a meeting, I know, okay, a speaker is going to be there. But I was very curious as to what Life Vest Inside meant. I was like, I've got to find out what she's going to be talking about. What is this Life Vest Inside? So before I went to the meeting, I went to the website and I looked it up. And the first thing I saw was the Kindness Boomerang video, which I know you've seen. And when I watched that video, it's about somebody setting in motion an act of kindness and then the ripple effect that it takes, and it comes right back around to the person that initiated it. It's a 5-minute video, unedited. It's one continuous recording. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And
pretty amazing.
It brought tears to my eyes. I couldn't wait to meet this woman, Orly. So the next day I go to the meeting, I meet her, she plays the video, and there were tears in my eyes again. Okay, I'm like, okay, that's it. I got to say something to her. And when she was done, I walked up to her, and I said, I love your mission. I love what you stand for. I've lived my life this way. How can I be an ambassador for you? And this is before she started the ambassador program. And she said, well, now this is, remember, 2013. She said, in November, we'll have our second annual Dance for Kindness, and nobody's in New Jersey. There's nobody doing it in New Jersey. Why don't you become a group leader? And I said, okay, not knowing what that meant. Fast forward 6 months.
You're never one to say no.
I know. Fast forward 6 months, I'm trying to pull together a dance. And by the time I reconnected with her, there was 2.5 weeks before the dance that year. And yeah. I'm like, do I have time for this? Can I do this? She said, read the manual. If you're interested, we'll Skype. We'll talk more about it. I read the manual. It was cookie cutter. That manual made it easy for me because I know I can execute. I can execute someone else's plan. The hard part is coming up with the plan, right?
Yes.
So I said, I can do this. And the first thing I did was you call local dance studios and you try to get someone to join you. So you have a rehearsal space and you have dancers to start with. And I connected with Melissa Faglierone in Red Bank. She has a ballet studio there for kids. And she's been helping me do this ever since. And actually this year her daughter Taylor, who's a senior in high school, headed up the dance. And she was the one that taught us in that school. She did a fabulous job. And she even did the rehearsal with us before the dance on the street. And I got to tell you, she's a great leader, and she did a great job. So,
now, this year, leading up to the dance, there was a celebrity kindness ambassador, and maybe you could talk a little bit about him.
Yes, I am so happy that Orly is starting to get...
where you were in New York, and why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so I'm so happy that Life That's Inside, Orly and Life That's Inside, is finally starting to get recognition and assistance from people that can really help to get the organization out there in the public eye. Yeah.
Yep.
So Peter Scolari, who was in Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks, and he's on TV now. He's on a show called Girls. He's one of the fathers on the show. I heard he was also a commissioner on Gotham.
He was in that great show with Bob Newhart.
That's right, the Bob Newhart.
Where Bob
played
the innkeeper. Yep.
That's right. He was in that show as well. So he's been around, and he is one of the sweetest guys, I have to tell you. We did a Dance for Kindness countdown last month, and he hosted this show. It was a 2-hour show at the YouTube Studios in New York in the Chelsea Market building.
Mm-hmm.
And he and Orly, they co-hosted this show with an audience there and everything, and we had music, the two musicians, Charles Prescott from last year and Yonkoff Feldman from this year, they performed their songs that they wrote, and they won contests to actually be the songs that were for the dance around the world, which is spectacular. And
I think it's really a wonderful thing to just say it again, that this is an international organization. This is not just something happening in New Jersey. It's just not something happening in the U.S. It's an initiative that's really international, which really gives it a very cool factor. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. And the flagship location is Times Square, New York. They had their event. Orly was there with Peter Scolari, and he hosted that event as well. And, you know, Hoda from the Today Show?
Yes.
She was there. They're doing a whole interview on Orly and Life That's Inside. It's going to air this Friday on not sure when. But they're putting together a whole show. So we're really starting to get some local news on the organization. I cannot wait to see where this goes.
Now, World Kindness Day is actually November 13th. But to kick it off, to kind of draw attention to it, that is the purpose of the Dance for Kindness. Perceived World Kindness Day. And Dance for Kindness is an international event. Everyone is doing the same thing in multiple locations around the world at the same time, dancing to the same music. I mean, it's just really kind of, that's just amazing to me that everyone is able to pull it off. And you are doing it in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Yeah. It's actually a very well-orchestrated event. It really is. And thanks to the Internet, we can pull it off. Thanks to the Internet and dedicated group leaders. Because without the group leaders, it would never happen.
Of course.
Yeah.
So
and
now,
Orly herself. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Orly is an amazing woman that she even had the vision for this. And it's really beginning to take it off. Now, this is your third Dance for Kindness?
Correct, yes.
Your third one.
Yes.
So
third one.
The original video, the boomerang video, which took place, mm-hmm. which was filmed on Broad Street in Red Bank, correct?
Yeah.
And
that's why I wanted to do our dance
there. Was
there
a particular reason, I'm trying to remember, Whirly had a very particular reason for filming it in Broad Street in Red Bank. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, I do, actually. Orly lives in Brooklyn, but
yes.
her family owns a house in Eatontown where they come in the summertime and vacation. So she was with some of her students, and they were walking around Red Bank, and she was talking about this video she wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she had the idea in her head, but she just didn't know where to do it and how to do it. And they were walking around Broad Street, and they found inspirational chalk writings on the sidewalk. And the chalk writings on the sidewalk took the path that she recorded the video on. She followed she took it as a sign. She knows when she sees something powerful.
Yeah.
And so she recorded the entire path of the Kindness Boomerang video, took the path that she had found these chalk writings on. Yeah.
And,
amazing.
Of course, one of the most amazing things about the video, which I encourage everyone listening to watch if you've not done it already, is that it's done in one continuous take.
Mm-hmm.
Just incredible.
Yeah.
Of course, Orly has a background as a filmmaker, so this is her thing, but it was just brilliantly executed like everything else. So, your first Dance for Kindness took place in Pure Village in Long Branch.
Correct.
But
you were there for that one.
Yes, I was there for that one. Absolutely. And you sort of had the dream of bringing everything back around to Red Bank, where the Kindness Boomerang, the Boomerang video first took place. So this
Correct.
Is your second year now in Red Bank. So let's get very specific, because I told you not to tell me any details until we're on the air. So tell me about the dance. Tell me about Sunday.
I have to say, it was amazing. It was incredible. You know, it's like to see the community come together for the sake of kindness. It is the most moving, energetic, positive, uplifting, loving event. And I have to say, everyone that participates in it, from the firemen to the participants to the store owners in the area, they love this event. They love it. They want us to come back. They want to have it here. And it's such a positive.
That's great right there. Yeah.
Yeah. They actually reached out to us to make sure we were bringing it back this year.
So
I was very touched by that.
The firemen. Mm-hmm. So what did
the firemen
do? Tell me what
so
they did.
Last year, the firemen joined us, and two of them actually danced on top of the fire truck, which was a really, really cool thing. It was really cool. This year, they came back again, and they did something that was so touching. They put the ladder up, and they hung the American flag from it. So the flag waved above us when we were dancing, which was so touching.
Oh, very nice. Very emotional.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they had Sparky. They had their mascot Sparky there, you know, Sparky.
Mm-hmm.
He was there to take pictures with the kids, and it was really cool. It was so cool. And you know what we did this year? I was looking to get the store owners more involved, and I had gotten a few of the restaurants to do a fundraiser for us. Anybody from the dance who was wearing orange that went into their establishment, they actually donated a percentage of the volume that we brought to them back to Life Fest Inside. Yeah.
Very nice.
So I'm looking to do that on a bigger scale next year as well, maybe some of the store owners, because I know everybody shops. We're there for 2 hours, but, you know, from 12 to 2 o'clock. They shut down Broad Street for us so we can dance in the street. So, you know, people shop while they wait for us to get set up and before and after, and then we eat. So I'm just looking to get more people on board with that so we can offer more back to Orly and her organization for bringing this to Red Bank, you know.
So how did you all learn the dance? How did you practice it? You know, how does that all happen?
In a very cool way. So we have the Broadway Dance Center in New York City. Anthony is the head choreographer for the dance. And what happens is, once, like, we have this contest for somebody to write a song and do a rough draft of, you know, a rough version of it, and everybody votes on it. And then once the song is selected as a winner, Life Essence Side partners with the production company, and they produce a top quality version of the song.
Okay.
And while they're working on that, Anthony takes the version of the song and starts writing the dance moves to it. So he starts working on that. And what happens is he and his colleagues at the dance center, they do an instructional video on camera. And then they post it on YouTube, and we get the link to it. So now everyone that registers to dance will be emailed the link to the tutorial, so we can all around the world learn the same dance. It's very well executed.
Are people kind of learning it on their own by watching the video, and then you come together in a big giant rehearsal?
Well, there's some places do it that way. What we do in Red Bank is I actually this year had 4 locations which gave us rehearsal times.
In addition
to the ballet studio in Red Bank, I had Kate at the Little Silver Ballroom. She taught us the dance there. Melissa's daughter Taylor taught us the dance in Red Bank. I also have my friend Pam Miller at the Max of Ocean. There's a fitness center there. She gave free Max classes followed by rehearsals at her studio. And then we have Christina, who owns the Function Dance Complex in Edison. They do rehearsals there, and they bring their students up to Red Bank for the day of the dance. And because we're all over the place doing the rehearsals, we have to have a final rehearsal with everybody together in one location. So Red Bank gives us a spot in a parking lot nearby where we all get together in the morning and practice together and coordinate everybody together. So that's how we take care of it in Red Bank.
You make it sound so easy the way you describe it.
Well, it takes a lot of people. It takes a village.
It definitely takes a village.
And we get it done. I cannot do it without the help and support from all the people that participate, that give us the space, that give us the donations based on the volume we're giving them in business. It's a win-win situation for everybody involved.
And the people involved are people of all ages, right? All different abilities as far as dancing. It's not as though you require someone to be an experienced dancer.
Correct. And what I love to tell people is don't be afraid. If you don't want to dance, we have a role for you. We actually hand out kindness cards to the people viewing. We hold up signs. You know, we have messages on signs for people, inspirational messages. And so we hold up signs. There are things you can do to help us.
If you don't want to dance.
You don't have to just be a dancer. I don't like to say it's not just dancers. I call them participants because I don't want them to think they have to be a dancer. So I call them participants.
Tell everyone about the kindness cards.
Yes, so we have these things called Act of Kindness cards, and this is a big initiative from Life Essence Side as well. And each card, there's 26 to a pack. You can get them on the website, and each card has an act of kindness to perform that you would perform, and you go out, you do the act, and then you give the card to someone else. It doesn't have to be the person you just did the act for. It could be somebody else that you pass it on to so that they, in turn, can perform that act and pass the card on to someone else. They're meant to share. We want to spread the kindness.
Okay, well, you know what? You had just recently, in fact, yesterday, very recently, given me a kindness card, and I'm just going to read it to just give people an idea of what kinds of things are going on here. So on the front, it says Act of Kindness Cards. Give it, do it, pass it. And on the back, mine, the one that you gave to me, says, laughter is the best mood enhancer. And, of course, as you know, I know a thing or two about laughter.
Yes.
And then it says, send a funny picture, video, or article to someone. So very simple to do, but something that could really make somebody feel good. So I will do that, and then I will pass this on to somebody else. So I just think it's
wonderful.
A very kind of a cool thing to do. Yeah.
Yep. It definitely is. She also this year, Orly came out with catching kindness cards, where mm-hmm. there's a pack, I think there's also 26 to a pack of those. And if you see somebody perform an act of kindness, you mm-hmm. hand them that card, and it says, catching kindness, pass it on, so that they can take it. And if they see somebody doing something kind, they can pass it on to someone else as well. Just to recognize
them. I do love that. I do, because very mm-hmm. often we catch people doing bad things. So I do mm-hmm. think it's a wonderful thing to catch people doing something good, something kind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, for you at the event on Sunday, what for you are some of the most stellar moments that stick with you?
Oh, the stellar moments, it's just, you know, it's not just a flash mob dance. The first part of the dance is a freeze mob. The mm-hmm. freeze mob is everybody who's participating form some sort of kindness pose with somebody else or a group together. And so for 3 minutes, for the first song that plays, everyone's in position in kindness poses. And you could just look around and see. It's like a different story at every station where there's another group of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is just so touching and so beautiful. And it's just like 3 moments of silence, if you will, where we're just standing there in our positions. And then when the dance starts, we'll break out into the dance, and it's just a transition of energy, and it's just very captivating. And I really love the whole thing. I really do. And it affects the audience incredibly.
Are the kindness poses improvised?
Yeah, absolutely.
They are, not prearranged. Okay.
You know what? I love when people, this is what they bring to it. I just say, you know, you all have to pick your kindness poses. We didn't even rehearse mm-hmm. them in advance. We mm-hmm. did that the morning of. I'm like, okay, figure out your kindness poses. I think it's more authentic when they come up with their own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's beautiful that they, and I looking around, and it's so hard because I'm participating in it, so it's hard for me to really see what's going on around me. So I have to look at the pictures and the videos afterwards to see what the heck went on. And, it's awesome.
Now, I'm sure you had lots of people photographing the event and mm-hmm. doing videos.
Yes.
Will things be available online at some point?
Yeah, they're actually, if anybody's on Facebook, we tag a lot of the pictures, hashtag DFK2015. So if you go to that hashtag on Facebook, you'll see a lot of worldwide pictures, and it's amazing to see it all. The fact that it's the same song, same dance, same day around the world. Last year, we haven't gotten the numbers for this year yet, but last year there were 10,000 people that did this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty amazing.
Anytime you can get 10,000 people around the world to do the same thing at the same time, that's a major accomplishment.
Remarkable,
isn't it? Yeah, it is remarkable. And the fact mm-hmm. that they're doing something for kindness is even more remarkable. So So what do you think for next year? Back in Red
Well,
Bank?
Next year, I have to tell you, this morning, I have a very dear friend. Her name is Cheryl Lynn. She and I met this morning to start talking about next year already. We already have ideas, and the two of us were so excited from Sunday. We already started to she's going to co-lead with me next year because I need help.
Well, the good news is that it's getting so big that you do need help.
So she is all in with me, which is I was so grateful this morning to lock arms with somebody and just watch what happens next year with us starting to plan
Excellent.
It now. I'm going to form a committee. So many people came up to me after the dance and said, I want to help more next year. I want to help more next year. I can bring my people here next year. Even one of the police
Excellent.
Officers gave me her name and phone number because she said, I can bring people for you next year. I'm like, okay, you're going to be on my committee.
Well, Therese, we are close to being out of time. So I want to say, Therese Rolke, thank you so much for being with me today. You are a group leader and a kindness ambassador for Life Fest Inside, and it was wonderful to hear about the Worldwide Dance for Kindness, which just took place in Red Bank, New Jersey. And I urge everyone to go and check out lifefestinside.com to find out more about the organization and what can you do to be a little bit kinder in this world. I love this idea
thank
of
you.
The kindness
thank
and paying
you
it forward.
So
Okay, can 30 minutes change your life? Maybe it can. So please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Thank you, Therese. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, Andrea. Bye-bye.